نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Rabiul Awwal 1447, and we are here in the masjid in Balfour in Pumalanga. So our topic today is five different topics. Number one is, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. In Rabiul Awwal, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the auspicious honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. The hijrah of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam took place, the migration, and the wafat and the demise of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam took place. Briefly, just to explain quickly, remember every messenger prophet came for a specific time and to a dedicated place. There was a need for a final messenger to come with a global international message, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala chose Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 51 and verse 107 in the 17th June 17th Subah. Wife Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable mother, was in gestation pregnancy. Then the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people afterwards, obviously, وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. My mother was expecting me, but she would see the noor and radiant refulgent emanating from her, and she could see the tall buildings and all the dead in Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and so forth and so on. So we accept all this, my brothers. We in Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah call all this irhas. Irhas means remember the extraordinary events that took place prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and prior to the receiving of wahi and revelation, we call all that irhas. Now when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Miladun Mubarak takes place in Makkah, what time was the Master alayhi wa sallam Miladun Mubarak? 435 to 439, in between there. Why this time on 20th April 571? Why? On Monday, it was Subah Sa'id, to show the world that the Messenger Mustafa came with a message of Nuraniyat and of radiant effulgence, and to remove all the darkness from society, from all time, all places. And if you read Surah 14, verse 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, the kufr, the shirk, and the nifaq, and hypocrisy, and all that, and bring them to the noor and radiance of Islam. Quickly, I give you one, two incidents. Now, 10 families came from Taif and beyond. If you go from Makkah to Taif, and you go beyond Taif, so there the Sa'adiyya tribe were there. So 10 couples left, and they knew now certain amount of babies are born, and they would take those babies there in the open area for their health and for breastfeeding and so forth. But nobody came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Alam yajid ka yateem an ta'awa. Did Allah not find you a yateem, an orphan?
Prior to the Milad of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable father passed away. Buried in Madinah Munawwara in Daru Nadima. So we see that they felt there be no money. Allah wanted to elevate the rank of Hazrat Halima and her husband Haris. So she says, I went there. We knocked on the door and said, the Amina of Banji, what can I do? We came for your baby. He said, but remember that the baby's father passed away. He said, that's why we want it. And then she says, Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha, when I just took the Master alayhi salam in my hand and the smile he gave me, that was enough for me that all the payment anybody in the world could pay for me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it is time to leave from Makkah to go to Taif and beyond. So he Hali sat in front, and then she sat at the back, Hazrat Halima, and in between Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was carrying him obviously. But the camel would not go. And remember when they entered Makkah, her camel came last. So she said, oh Haris, you go off. And when he went off, the camel started walking. When he came again, he stopped. He said, no, we have to rearrange the seating. Then now we say, Majak Barabal Karu. Said, I will sit in front. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in front of me. And then Haris will be at the back of the camel. And now we see what happens. Lo and behold, the ulama, the muharrifin wrote, then the camel started moving. And it overtook all the camels going back. So they asked us, Halima, did you change the marqab? Did your means of conveyance or camel change? He said, no. The camel is the same. The raqib is changed. The personality sitting on this camel, he has brought barakah so much already to me. My bosom is filled with milk and the camel is moving in overdrive. Panachute, I met the Karu in Mercedes, the Bentley, the Koro Koro, you know, for the smart car. So he put overdrive. Police were a window on the police. Police are all by the kitchen, man. So what do you worry about them? We can drive 200 or 300 or so, nobody will tell us anything. So you must by then, that camel was over. See, it has all the extraordinary events of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mother tells Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now we have to go to Medina. We have to visit your father. They went, mother and son. And they went to the grave where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father was buried. She cried, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very young. He cried also.
On the return journey, she passes away. And a place called Abwah. In the olden days, when you should go for Umrah and Hajj, all of you who go for Umrah Hajj, don't take the new road always. Take the old road, Tariq al-Qadim. You have his Tahir and AB and all of you who go often, mashallah. So you should take the old road and tell the taxi guy, stop in Abwah. Abwah is where the Master alayhi salatu salam's mother, honorable mother, is buried. Brothers, sisters, now is the Master alayhi salatu salam. Who is going to take the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Abwa to Makkah? Oh, South Africans, you know your history of apartheid. I remember very well, most of you know me, know my family. Heidelberg, we stayed in the location. Our shop in front and house at the back. And the police came and they said, hey, yo, kuli, khanali kuli dortu. That words, they still ring in my ears. You see? They came with their big guns and all of that. We were children, we were happy, new house, new shop, all that. But when we started understanding things, that's why I'm looking at my father, mother, they were crying, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. So you see, apartheid. White is right and west is the best. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message is global and international. Listen and pay attention. From Abwa to Makkah Mukarramah. The lady who has the hadina, the custody of the Master alayhi salam, is an African lady. Her name Baraka, her egnoman Umme Ayman. She brought Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam to Makkah Mukarramah. Afterwards, when the Master alayhi salam would see her, he would say, Ummi, Bada Ummi, to the African lady. You are my mother after my biological mother. See, brother, that is the akhlaq. That is the character of Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forward now, So much persecution, torture in Makkah. So Sahaba asked him permission. Okay, you'll go first hijrah to Habasha, Ethiopia. Second hijrah now to Medina Munawwara. Then finally, Mustafa came this time after Zuhur to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's house. Mother Aisha says that we were amazed. This was not the time the Nabi would come. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif said, get ready very soon. Ar-Rahil, Ar-Rahil, we're leaving. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says, I was elated and delighted. I had the two camels ready and I was feeding them. I was just waiting for that moment. So when they left, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Siddiq Akbar, first stop, Ghari Tawr. Allah speaks of this in chapter 9, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah. Was it the mic angel Jaksakarat? Huh? I fell for what I had to pay so uplang I didn't make you think on it. Huh? So, you must remember this here. So, what I'm telling you, that Surah 9 verse 40, Surah Tawbah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed, and say requested rather, don't say instructed, by Siddiq Akbar, Ya Rasulullah, you don't enter. Let me go inside and clean everything. He goes inside, he cleans everything, but remember two places, they were still opening and crevices. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter, now you can rest. The head Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam is on the thigh of Siddiq Akbar. And then his two legs are up. Because there might something might come from there and harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know exactly what people say is speculation. Some people say it's a snake, someone says scorpion, whatever. It was stinging him, Siddiq Akbar, in that ghar e thawr he has made. So what happens? So we must remember that his cry. The tears Mubarak of Siddiq Akbar fall on the Chehra-e Anwar, the Mubarak countenance and face of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wakes up, Ma yubkika ya Aba Bakr, why are you crying? He explains everything. 3 nights he spent. Afterwards, the hijrah, all that, Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Umar meeting, they are the greatest people after all prophets and messengers. Sayyidina Umar says, Ya Aba Bakr, radiallahu anhu, your 1 night you spend with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ghari Tawr, give me that 1 night, and I will give you all my good things. Love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything what was humanly possible, Siddiq Akbar did. Time came for the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And then it was a Thursday night. And then Isha time, Maghrib Isha, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa very ill. And the Master alayhi salam said, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. Tell Siddiq Akbar he must make imamat. 17 salat he made imamat for the ummah. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see brother, I just gave you the same African lady, Umme Ayman. She was weeping, crying so much after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Siddiq Akbar Umar Farooq said, let's go and visit her. When they went there, hadith in Muslim Sharif, then he told her, is not Nabi alayhi salam gone to a better place? He said, 100%. Said, why are you crying so much? Look at the answer the African lady gave. She said, I'm not crying, Shaykhin. Said Abu Bakr, said Umar, we call Shaykhin. I'm not crying, Shaykhin, just because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place. I cry, إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِنْ قَتَعَ, that the connection between the arsh and the first, the heaven and earth has finished now. No more wahi is coming. I cry for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I cry, no wahi is coming. How they loved wahi, Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, where are we? Take lessons from all this, all of us. That's the first thing. Second thing I want to discuss now, Hamas. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَمَاسِ. Who is Hamas? Hamas is an acronym. حَرَكَةُ الْمُقَاوَمَةُ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ, the Islamic Resistance Movement. When were they established? They were established in 1987. By Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, our leader. You must say, he's our leader. نور الله مرقده. 40 years after the terrorism started there in Palestine. After World War II, the Jutlas came in their ships as squatters. They didn't have enough clothes, no food, no nothing. The Palestinians, good hearts. In Arabic, we have a proverb, "Min kalbak ya akulka." You take a small little puppy and you feed it, give it shelter, everything. Then it becomes a bulldog and then he eats you up and bites you. Those are the Jutla, the Haramis. Haramis in the Quran also, Zanim. Zanim that Allah used for Walid bin Mughira. Pakka Harami. This is Pakka Jutla. And they're listening to my lecture now. They record everything, Alhamdulillah. So my brothers, so when you study the history, so it was the British, they in charge. So these people, they had three gangs. Stern gang, Irgun gang, Haganah gang. And they would then go where they found the Palestinians in the outskirts. They would just massacre them, kill them, and started stealing the land already in the year 46, 47, then 48, Israel was established. So when you speak of terrorism, the biggest terrorists are the Jutlas. They are the ones who are murdering our people in the year 47, 40 years before Hamas were already in establishment and in existence. Sheikh Ahmad Yassin wins the hearts of people. He's a paraplegic from the neck downwards. Everything is abnormal, basically. But Allah gave him that strength and wisdom. 2004, Ariel Sharon stands in Ghazza, Fajr time. He read Fajr and his guards told him, Sheikh, this F-16, he said, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anybody, only Allah we fear. He went out and the F-16 took him out, martyred him, finished. You see, brothers, I Balfour Vara Parabar Sunja. Oh, you in Balfour, brothers, sisters, listen carefully to what I'm saying now. Study the entire Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. Only one place Allah uses this, nowhere. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from riba, from sood, from interest, from usury, from yaj, then be prepared for a war against Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Surah 2, verse 279. Take all the ahadith kitabs, all. You'll only find one place in Bukhari Sharif. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says Allah جل وعلا says حديث قدسي من عاد لي وليا whoever harms my friend my ولي الله special friend فقد آذنته بالحرب I wage war against him. Ariel Sharon, you can google it after Jummah lunchtime. 8 years he stayed in Sakarat. 8 years he stayed in Sakarat. Imagine that. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah does not make a noise, brothers. So we should be very clear on this. He is martyred 2004. Then after 3 weeks, the second leader of Hamas, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, he is martyred as well. 2006 is free and fair elections in Gaza. You have Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and all these things and all that. So he's also a total sellout and traitor. So Hamas won the elections free and square. Any of these non-Muslims tell you about democracy, you must say Hamas won democratically. What you want that they won. So what's the argument? You speak about terrorism, you started terrorism. Third leader, Hafiz Ismail Haniyeh. Those of you who know Arabic, you should take this one sentence of his, Ismail Haniyeh, and write it on your wall. وقال قائدنا إسماعيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل. He, Ismail Haniyeh, our leader, said, we will never ever recognize the state of Israel. Our war and jihad will continue till the last baby and child. إما الشهادة وإما الغنيمة. Either we will win and take over the whole historic Palestine, or either we go for martyrdom. لن نستسلم, we will never surrender. Who were the Imani? They're taking on America, taking on Britain, taking on Germany, taking on this Arab and dictators, One guy gave plate. One gave 1 trillion, another one 1 trillion, another trillion. What they did, they bombed your own country. When you look for insults and honor by people, Allah will disgrace you in front of those people. That is sunnatullah, the system of Allah. Look for izzat, honor by Allah. Look for honor and izzat by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِلَّسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Izzat, honor, dignity is by Almighty Allah jalla wala. Is by Mustafa, meaning follow the Quran Sharif. Follow the Sunnah Mubarakah. Follow the true Muslims. Then Allah will give you the real honor. And nobody can take it away from you. People can try. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. But what we do, we brutally kill everybody. And then we get so disgraced. Friends, the Shias are our enemies. The founding father of Shia was a Jew. And it's written in the Shia books, remember that? The book's name is Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti. In there, I challenge the Shias on the radio every second day. They say, if I'm quoting wrong, come and tell me. And I'm prepared to take your own life. So you must remember that day they wrote the founding father of Shia Azam was a Yahudi, Abdullah bin Sabah. But they did that. So they invited Ismail Haniya. How Sayyidah Hussein radiallahu anhu was invited to Iraq and then they martyred him. The Shias martyred him. So you must remember, yeah, Arif came. And then he was martyred, Ismail Haniya. Then our leader came, who? Yahya Sinwar. In the White House, and here in the Knesset, and here and there, and where they got the drones, they got the technology. But nobody can find the hostages. Yahya Sinwar is a mastermind. He built all the tunnels there. The Jutas go this way, they get lost. And Hamas is waiting, boom, bang, finished. 10 Jutas sent to Jahannam, another 20 waiting in the waiting room, you know. I call them transit lounge, waiting to get dispatched, another 10 Jutas in. All this you hear, every day I give news, they underplay the numbers. 1-2 times they said the true numbers, they said 100,000 people of ours are now finished in this age, 20,000 dead, 80,000 plus, Jutlas, IDF, Israeli Defense Force, injured and wounded, can never participate again. That is what Hamas taught the world. They taught the world, if you have Iman, we have limited resources, but Allah will give us victory. And all these shaitans now, they're more worried about post-Gaza. How we can make the beach there, make the hotel there. So our children say, no, we're not moving from here. Do you know what is Gaza, brothers? Gaza is Madinatul Shuhada, Madinatul Hufaz. Every house had a hafiz there, male, female, one of the two or both. It's Madinatul Shuhada. The place where they considered it an honor to give themselves in the path of Allah Jalla. Yahya Sinwar, they said he's hiding. He was fighting in the first surf and he was wearing the red scarf. And 3 days he didn't eat. And when they injured him, he took his stick, you see, something like this. And then the little strength he had, he threw the stick in the direction of the enemy. And he changed the Arabic language also. When you are fighting your enemy and you're in your last stages and you throw something, you will say in Arabic, Ramaytuhu bi Asad Sinwar. Yesterday or today, I sent the whole poetry. Arba'a Akmar, our 4 stars and celestial lights. Yahya, first one, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, then Ismail Haniya, then Yahya Sinwar, and then you must remember Khalid Mishal. Khalid Mishal is still alive, Abul Walid. So they were targeting Khalid Mishal there in Qatar. They were targeting, you must remember, Ghazi, Al-Hamad, Hamad Al-Ghazi. But Allah saves them. Their phones were left, they went to go read Asr Salat. And Allah Ta'ala, they bal bachari. So we will fight on for another day. But my message to you people of Balfour and wherever I go is this. MashaAllah, I got nothing. You go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, Medina, it's your money. But why don't you go to Aqsa? So many of you here, yeah, you haven't seen Aqsa. Go and read Salat Day in Aqsa. Go and show your solidarity with the Palestinians. And then Jutlas, they banned me for life. Otherwise, I should be there long time. I went 5 times with Allah's help. They told me, you're a troublemaker, AK. You see, I said, what AK? I don't even have AK-47. I only got AK-255. The Jutla asked, what is AK-255? I say, AK Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255. I say, AK-255 is more powerful than AK-47. They say, get out from here, they stamp my passport, never come back. You see? So they got us all taped up and all. The point I'm making, brothers, victory is ours. Who will be part of that victory? How many yatama they are and orphans they are? One day, hadith in Tirmidhi, Sahabi came, Ya Rasulallah, inni ajidu fi qalbi al-qaswa. I find in my heart hardness and harshness, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you give me advice. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, imsah yadaka ala ra'til yateef. Put your hand on that orphan child's head and wa'atimil masaki. Go and feed the poor. Don't make EFT and EFF and all that. Leave all that. You take your money, your food, and go give them. You go and visit them. You go and put your hand on the child. So that is what Islam wants. That will break our pride. That will break our hardness. That will break our excessive love for this dunya. Last thing I'm telling you, you'll know. It's your connection and my connection. Last week I was in Durban. Shazia passed away. Suddenly, Junaid phoned me. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. I even joked with him. I said, Dr. Junaid, Daman Barakatum Kiai. He was crying. He said, Shazia passed. 6 months ago, first Ramadan, first Friday, Farida passed away. You know Farida, Abu Tayyar's sister. So you must remember that that is the haqiqat of life. We all have to go. Piran, Epir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir, Jilani, Nawar Allah, Marfada, what is that? وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. How many kafan are washed every day? But me and you are busy in the market, in the mall. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَفَنٍ مَحْفُورُ. After lunch, and then I'm going to the graveyard. I'm sure there's one vacant grave. Who will be the person to be buried there? وَكَمْ مِنَ قَفَنٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّدُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person going to the grave is deceived with occasions of joy and happiness. Today I bought my new car. Today my daughter has a lucky TBI. She's going to get married now in 1-2 months' time. Be happy. How many a person is healthy, business is flourishing, wife is looking younger by the day? People tell me, you're looking very young. I say, Bairi Bo Sari Kheb Yo Dirti. You see, wife looks after me nicely. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُ وَوَانْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. Oh, Hazrat Insan, oh Muslim, very soon you'll be gone. And we did very little much. So we still got time to address and redress the issue. Jazakallah khair to all of you, the trustees, the imam. I don't even know who's the imam, but Jazakallah khair. And to all the musallis, Allah Ta'ala protect our masajid, Allah protect Haramain Sharifain, and Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. وآخر المقرد أحمد أبدي جزاك الله خيرا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. معاشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت. قال عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه، اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيم الصلاة. Brothers, please switch off all the cell phones and pull up all the caps, please.
لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى فنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. العاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم فيهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله على نيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم اغفر لنا قبل الموت وارحمنا عند الموت ولا تعذبنا بعد الموت. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. جزا الله أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وعد برحمتك يا
مركز الصحابة. The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.